I want to talk to you about the strength of a believer. We can all think back to a time or a situation when someone in our life demonstrated strength. And I'm not talking about physical strength. I'm not talking about a father picking up his kids in one arm while carrying all the grocery bags in the other. I'm talking about real strength. The strength that can be seen when disaster strikes, when a hurricane or tornado destroys the family home. It tears up the walls, smashes the windows, and leaves nothing standing. But yet, the couple that just seemingly lost everything can come out of that situation praising God that they survived. That's strength. I think of Joseph. After such betrayal from his brothers, such treachery from his own flesh and blood, he forgave them. They left him for dead, and he forgave them? I don't know if you really understand the level of strength and grace that takes to do, because if it was a stranger that left you in a pit to either go into slavery or to die, perhaps you could take it. But your own family? This is more painful because of who they are to him, but yet Joseph was given the strength to forgive. And he did it gracefully. It wasn't a whimsical, "I forgive you" moment. No. Genesis 50, verse 19 to 21 says, "But Joseph said to them, 'Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive, as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones.' Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them." This is a man who was speaking from a position of strength. Strength in the Lord. You couldn't forgive something like that of your own will. You need grace. And so I would venture to say, all of us, regardless of denomination, whether you're Catholic or Baptist, all of us who believe in Jesus Christ ought to build our strength and confidence in the Lord. You don't just wake up and have the strength and confidence to face a Goliath. Not even David could do that. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34 to 36, "But David said to Saul, 'Your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And when there came a lion or a bear and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and struck him and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has struck down both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God.'" David faced lions and bears before he could face a giant warrior. God put him through these tests in order to build his strength. And I believe God does the same with us too as believers. The Lord takes us to different places in our lives so that we can be tested and grow. A test here to strengthen your faith. A test here to strengthen your need to read the Word of God. A test here to strengthen your prayer life. Every test has a purpose. Every test serves to build you in the Lord. He works on your patience if that's the area you're weak in. He works to humble you if that pride is getting in the way of His kingdom. And let me tell you this, through it all, through all these tests, you learn to trust in Jesus. You learn to really trust in Him, and that's where you find strength. That's where you find real strength. The only reason David was able to face Goliath was because David had trust in God. He trusted God to see him through, and that...
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Was his strength. The only reason Joseph was able to forgive his brothers was because Joseph had trust in God. He trusted that what was meant for evil, the Lord would turn it for his good. And that was his strength. Moses could face Pharaoh. Why? He trusted the God of I Am. So I'm speaking directly to you if you feel powerless in the situation you're in. Until you start trusting in God, you will never have real, lasting, and true strength. Until you start trusting in God for the healing in your family, you'll always feel the need to give up. Isaiah 40, verse 29 tells us that He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Trust in God yields fearlessness. It yields tenacity and courage. When Peter walked on water, that was because he completely and totally trusted. That meant the laws of nature didn't apply because he trusted in God. The laws of gravity or physics didn't matter simply because he had total trust in God. But the minute that trust wasn't total, the minute that trust started to become doubt, he started to sink. Hear me when I tell you this. The strongest among us are the ones that trust God fully. Job couldn't have gone through what he went through and remained faithful if he didn't fully trust in God. Abraham wouldn't have come within moments of sacrificing his only son, his miracle child. He wouldn't have come close unless he trusted God. So let me ask you, do you have real strength? Do you have trust in God? I am personally praying for faith without borders. I want to believe with my heart and soul, with every fiber of being within me, that God can do the impossible. He can use me for His glory. He can heal me from the scars of a painful past. I desire to have trust without borders, trust with no limit, so that if I read the Bible and it says God will fight for me and I shall hold my peace, I will have no doubt in my mind that whether the fight is against a demonic spirit or the devil himself, God will fight for me. And so I encourage you to trust God. Trust Him fully. Trust Him completely. Don't reason. Don't calculate. Just trust Him.
So remember that. When the spirit of fear attempts to enter your life, remember these words. You are of God, and in Him there is no fear. Now, the other thing about fear is that fear is from the opposer. The devil will oppose everything that is of God, and we need to be mindful of this. Where God stands for victory, triumph, boldness, peace, and pure love, the devil stands for fear, anxiety, worry, everything that will try and take your focus away from God. And we need to be mindful of that. Where Jesus Christ is the pure light, the way, the truth, and the life, the devil is darkness, deception, and the father of lies. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14, "And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light." Now, as believers, the Word of God tells us that we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Power defeats fear. In God's perfect love, there is no fear. And a sound mind, a peaceful mind, is one that is the complete opposite to a fearful mind.
I would like to encourage you to have faith in the Lord. Have faith in the one who is, who was, and who will forever be. Without faith, the Bible tells us that there is no pleasing God. That's if you don't have faith. But if you have faith, even the smallest fragment of faith, the Bible says, because of your little faith. For truly, I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, "Move from here to there," and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Faith like a grain of mustard seed. So, beloved, I want to stand with you today and tell you to keep the faith. Whether or not you're still waiting for your prayer request to be answered, keep the faith. If the people who are closest to you have left you feeling abandoned and alone, just keep the faith. Keep the faith that Jesus Christ will take the pain away. He will remove those feelings of loneliness. Jesus Christ is and will be all that you could ever need and more than you could ever want. If you feel like you're drowning under the weight of your sin, cry out to the Lord for deliverance and keep the faith that He will hear you. Understand that the Lord is merciful indeed. He is faithful and righteous, and I love that He is always good. He is always faithful. He understands our pain, and He wants to lift our burdens.
When I think of Jesus Christ walking on water, I get excited because logically, it doesn't make sense. Scientifically, it doesn't make sense. The Bible says in Matthew 14, verse 26 to 27, "But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, 'It's a ghost.' And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid.'" Jesus walking on water is an act of defiance. It's him saying that the laws of nature apply to you as humans, but they don't apply to me as God. Jesus walking on water is him saying physics are a boundary for you, but the laws of physics don't apply to me. Gravity may limit you, but gravity has no impact on me. Saints, what I'm trying to tell you is that nothing is impossible for Jesus. Nothing is incurable for Jesus. Nothing is out of reach for Jesus. And I pray that this word would inspire you. When you're in the middle of a tough situation, it can be hard to see beyond the present. But I want to encourage you to step out in faith. Reach out for the hand of Jesus Christ and He will deliver you. When you find that there is darkness all around you and you find it difficult to smile, you find it difficult to be happy, reach out for the hand of the one who walks on water and He will save you. And this message is for the ears of someone who really is going through difficult circumstances. Maybe you're in a dry season and you find yourself on unstable ground. Well, saints, where we're limited, the Lord is limitless. Where we see challenges, the Lord sees opportunities. Opportunities for Him to demonstrate His love for you. Opportunities for Him to demonstrate His might and power to you. Don't ever become disheartened because you're surrounded by water. And what I mean by that is in Matthew 14, when the disciples were in the boat, they had nowhere to go. They were essentially trapped. If you got out the boat, you're worried about drowning. If you're in the boat, you're still slightly worried about sinking or capsizing. So the disciples were surrounded by water. They were bound by water. But here came Jesus, walking on the very thing that threatened the disciples. The very thing that restrained and limited the disciples is what Jesus used to demonstrate His superior power. So don't be discouraged because you're surrounded by water. Don't be frightened because you're surrounded by water. Call out to Jesus, the one who walks on the water. So even if you're battered by the waves of life, you can call on Jesus.
The Word of God says that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. The more you know about the one you have believed in, the more you are grounded and unshaken, the less likely fear is going to overwhelm you. That doesn't mean it won't attack you. But if you're grounded and equipped with the Word of God, you will come to the understanding that the same power, that same power that resurrected Jesus from the dead is also at your disposal. Because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Greater is he who is in you than fear. We have a choice, to fear or to have faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20 says, "For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory." The Lord keeps all his promises. He is the only one who will never let us down. He'll never disappoint us or abandon us. Even on our darkest days, even when we're faced with hardships that seem unbearable, we can rest knowing that we are under his sovereign control. Our faith is not in this changing world. Our faith is in God. In the midst of all this turmoil, he is making all things work together for our good. He is always working behind the scenes in ways that we might not yet recognize. And that's why we can have hope. That's why we don't have to despair. When we face tribulation, we can be confident that nothing on heaven or in earth could separate us from the love of God.